This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Italian election showcases that Donald Trump is winning. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. The center right in Italy won. Do you know what their platform is? It is Donald Trump's platform. It is, you need to stop this crazy immigration level of Muslims into Italy. It is, you need to get some fiscal restraint. You need to start taking care of your own citizens before you start looking at what you can do to help others. How can a dying animal help another, save another animal? That's essentially what they're asking you to do. Europe is dying. Italy has a financial crisis. And they want to save everybody else around the world. Let me tell you something. If you want to save the world, help them save themselves. The United States has tried it. We've given billions of dollars, trillions of dollars to other countries. For what? To get nothing out of it. To get people going, America, I hate America. I want to bomb America. I want to do this. We have been exporting crazy for decades and importing crazy. And finally, we start exporting the right stuff. The Italian prime minister, the new one or whoever's, I don't know how the government all works over there and don't really care. But what I heard is that person is a Brexit type person that says, to heck with the European Union. If Italy needs to go it alone, go it alone. Let me tell you something. People love Italy. They love it. They want to go for the food. They want to go for the culture. But if that culture is gone, what are they going to have to go to? You can't let people come into your country and ruin your culture. By the way, there's an Italian city. I forget what. Let me see where we got that story. I saw the story. And that governor, Venice, the mayor of Venice, here it is. This is reported in RT, Russia Times, but it says the mayor of Venice has warned that shouting Allahu Akbar in Italian city will get you shot, prompting the mayor of Florence to shout the Islamic phrase as a joke. The Venetian mayor, Luigi Bugnaro, made the comment during a conference of mayors in the city of Rimini on the Adriatic coast. If someone shouts Allahu Akbar while running through St. Mark's Square, we will shoot them. A year ago, I said after four steps. Now I'm saying after three. He says, we arrested four terrorists in Venice who wanted to blow up the Rialto Bridge, but we will send them directly to Allah without having to do any harm before. They foiled that plot in March of last year. Unlike in Barcelona, where they have the protections, we keep our guard high. We do not challenge anyone. We are sending a message of support to the police forces who must know that we are on their side. This is what is happening, folks. The lamestream media here in America doesn't want to tell you what's going on in Britain, Europe. They don't want to tell you that people are sick of this. They look at Brexit and go, those Europeans want to get away from the European Union. How racist of them. They're a bunch of colonizers, you know, unless the people are working for them, blah, blah, blah. They give you all kinds of reasons that have no basis in logic as to why these people need to stay and take the abuse. To heck with them. So anyway, Donald Trump is now essentially exporting Americanism. That's what you're looking at. And the election that you just witnessed in Italy, if you were paying attention, is exporting excellence. It's saying, you know what, folks? If you don't put your culture first, nobody else will. Now, the beauty of America is we aren't Italians. We aren't French. We aren't Germans. We aren't Canadians. We aren't any of that. We are Americans, and that doesn't mean anything about color. It doesn't mean anything about your ethnicity. There are in fact, I think we're the only culture that I know of who even considers a hyphenation, meaning there are so many of us that people can go, America's made up of Germans, Polish, Russians, Africans, you know, which is, by the way, a lot of, that's the continent, but, you know, Somalians, Sudanese, Ghanans, Nigerians, and so on. Mexicans, Asians of all different types, Japanese, Chinese, Korean, we are everything. When you think of America, you don't think white. That's not what you think. You think of a melting pot. Now, you may go, oh, you know, stupidly, Americans only speak English or whatever, which is nonsense. That's absolute nonsense. I've thought about all these things that people say about Americans. Americans are egotistical and all these other things. We're not egotistical. You just feel bad about yourselves. When we go and we talk about the beauty of America or how great America is, it's not being egotistical. It's a fact. The Ryder Cup is Europe against America. It's the world, rather, against America. Many things where we, when we go to the Olympics, it's, they measure almost in every sport, the world versus America. In almost everything we do, it's because we make up so much of the world. Anyway, I'm just telling you, Donald Trump has just been a godsend when you look at how the world is looking at, you know, all of their policies. You're going to watch. Global climate change is going to take, it's going to just take a back seat here shortly. Nobody's even going to talk about this nonsense. Because Donald Trump goes, we're not a part of it. You're going to watch all these sacred cows of leftism go by the wayside. And the Italian election, folks, is a sign. I talk about these signs all the time. It is a sign. I'll give you others. Talked about them just recently. What's going on with Trudeau in Canada? He was the golden boy. You don't hear much about him except how they lampoon him, how he's backed away from his own previous stance on immigration, and now who does he mimic? Donald Trump. What about Macron? Pretty boy Macron. You don't hear anything about him. Angela Merkel admitted there are no-go zones in Germany. She says that's not good. You shouldn't have those types of zones. What's she going to do? She's under fire. The German government is changing back to a populist government. They call the Italian election a populist election. They made that a bad word. Donald Trump has run on populist appeal. What else do you run on? You run on populism. You're the most popular guy. Who gets elected student council in school? The popular kids. So, what, are we supposed to just go, because they're popular, they can't be effective? Not only is Donald Trump popular, he's effective. And what they're telling you in that word is that all their polling is nonsense. Donald Trump, his polling numbers are down 38%, 37%, 36%, and dropping. But he won the populist election. Oh, but Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. Then why didn't she win the populist election?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've often said that all the wisdom of life can be found in Proverbs. And there's a verse in Proverbs that says, only fools concern themselves with just opinion, just their opinions, and not show interest in others. And when I think about that, it's Proverbs 18:2, I say to myself, that's exactly what liberals are. That's what they represent. They represent fools. Because liberals only care about their opinions. There was a girl who went to CPAC, an Indian girl, and maybe she was Asian. Well, same thing technically. And she was at CPAC, and she's a leftist. And there was also a leftist reporter there. I talked to him. He was with the Root, NBC. And people were like, what are you doing here? And I said, leave that man alone. Be happy that he's here. Because he gets to see us. He gets to see who we are, what we do. We want them here. And he was like, yeah, this is exactly right. I want to be here. You know, I don't want to have any preconceived notions or whatever. I said, I don't. My friends are like, don't interview with him. He's just going to spin it. I said, you know what? He can do whatever he wants with my words. I know who I am. But anyway, this girl, she comes there. She writes for the Wall Street Journal, and it was a mind-blowing experience for her. She says conservatives wanted to hear what she had to say. They wanted her to speak first. They weren't interrupting. They were very cordial and nice and so on and so forth. She said it was an amazing experience, and she's come out to say, I've completely been misled about what conservatives do and what they represent. I say this all the time. I have this argument with people all the time, a debate. Kevin, I'm a fiscal conservative but a social liberal, and I always say, what does that mean? It's easy to know what a fiscal conservative is. Everybody, theoretically, is a fiscal conservative, meaning they want to be. They have no problem with that. I want to save money. I want to pay my bills on time. I want to have a good job, whatever, whatever. But I'm a social liberal. Meaning what? You give more to charity. That's what they think. They don't. You have more concern about mankind. That's what they think. They don't. You care more about the environment. That's what they think, but they don't. You care more about humankind. Nope. Anything. Name it. Animals. Nope. They don't care. They are under such a ruse of what they represent, and they believe it. They think they're better. Now, they'll side with us on fiscal conservative. You guys are right about that. You should save your money. You should be good stewards of your money. I'll give you that. But on everything else, you're wrong. You're mean. You're racist. You're misogynist. You hate women. You hate this. You hate Muslims. You hate Mexicans. And none of it's true. It's flatly a lie. I will tell you, I don't hang around. I don't know any conservatives that tell me, Kevin, I hate Mexicans. I hate illegals. No, we don't appreciate illegals breaking our laws, and we certainly do not hate Mexicans. Now, you'll have some that have some bias against Muslims. I do, because they blow stuff up. But I don't hate Muslims. I can tell you this. The majority of my life, I hadn't even thought about Muslims until leftists started introducing them into the culture and saying all these bad things. I used to go, when I traveled, I was in many parts of Africa that had Muslims and never thought a thing about it when the world was safe. Never thought a thing about it. I'd hear their calls to prayer. I knew a little bit about their culture. I'd been at their homes. Talked about, not Christianity per se, but America. They wanted to know about America. Had dinner in their homes. Talking about these issues. They love to talk about politics. But that was it. Never thought anything of them. Never felt like, you know, they're... In fact, I used to say to myself, wow, these guys are pretty... You know, they at least they follow our politics. That's what I would say. But now... Yeah, do you want to say I have a bias? I absolutely do. I've seen the level of Muslim attacks that have escalated. Had a conversation with some people the other day, and I was telling them how terror attacks have escalated through the decades, and they're blown away. And I go, don't believe me, though. I want you to go look for yourself. It'll, even though you heard it from me, you need to see this yourself. In the 70s, one Muslim attack in the entire world in the decade of the 70s, 13 in the 80s, 37 in the 90s. And 2,000 plus in the year 2000 by itself. And we've had almost 2,000 Muslim attacks worldwide every year since. Every year! And so you tell me that we're supposed to be feeling better about Muslims? They're attacking resorts. They're attacking towns and villages for no reason. That you've seen what's happened to our Christmas parties, the nightclub in Florida, the Boston Marathon, and many others that have been planned and thwarted. And they're being thwarted all over the world. And luckily, we're finally at a point where we're making progress against them. But man, it's been very difficult to do. So, fools concern themselves with only their opinions and show no interest in the opinions of others. And so when we want to voice our opinion about things and look at the logical side of these things, the left get angry with us. They tell us, they start calling us names and telling us who we are, and we're not those people. And that is why I'm fighting hard to say, you're not going to tell me who I am. Now, I don't know what you guys are going to do, but I'm not going to get told who I am. You tell me who I am, I'm going to spin it back on you. You're a racist. You're a misogynist. You're a misogynist. You're homophobic. You're homophobic. And you go, well, what's that going to do? It sounds rather childish. No, it isn't. It's me responding back to what I'm called, and I'm going to keep saying it back. And not only that, I'm going to say, you know, it's really funny to me that you would even bring this up, because it shows where your mind is. It shows exactly how you think. President Trump is being attacked with these things. It's been going on for a long time. And you know what he does? He's now to the point of ignoring it. Call me what you want. I've now got time under my belt, and it's only going to get worse for you, because he has this distinction of being a president who's actually keeping his promises. Talked about that on a team call the other day, that we should do a meme that says, President Trump hated for keeping his promises. He didn't keep anything from you. Probably, I would venture to argue, maybe you guys will differ with me on this, I think President Trump has been one of the most open presidents in the history of this country. Open. Here's what I think. Even when he gets it wrong, like when, what was he talking about the other day where he said, the guns, you know, grab the guns, ask questions later. And I remember thinking, no, you can't do that. I disagree with you, President Trump. Everybody has to have due process. Well, they're crazy, Kev. Crazy people are getting guns. Okay, very well could be true. But you can't arbitrarily say, I'm going to thwart your due process just because I think you're crazy. Prove I'm crazy. Prove I'm going to do something. Look at my Facebook page. Look at my Twitter page. Look at Instagram or whatever you look at. Go ask some people. Then say, this guy's crazy and he doesn't need a gun. But until then, you can't do it. So I'm not dyed in the wool for Trump. If he makes a mistake, I'm going to tell you about it. And you will too, because we're open-minded. That's the difference between us and them. Back in a bit.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So we've got a little bit more on the Academy Awards, the Oscars. I told you guys they tried to stack the deck, tell, oh, people really loved it. They watched it. And let me tell you, there not a whole lot of people are watching the Oscars these days. And those billboards that were circulating saying things like, this is the biggest gathering of pedophiles and sexual abusers on the planet and things like that. It was horrible. I mean, it was great because it showcased what they really are in Hollywood. But I'm saying on the backdrop, Hollywood had to feel pretty stupid. I told you guys, 500 LAPD protecting these clowns because, yeah, they don't like their guns unless they're protecting them. I can't even go out in public without people wanting to put me on their cameras. Yeah, they want to catch him. They want to get all the paparazzi. They want to catch him. You know, who's now in love with whom and going to get a divorce and all these different things. And no pictures of my kids. They protect their kids like you wouldn't believe, but they don't care about protecting yours. I promise you they don't. So, the 90th Annual Academy Award, some of Hollywood's biggest stars tackling sexual harassment, LGBT rights, immigration reform, and hot-button issues. And when are they doing this? As they're getting their self-indulgent trophies about their ability to perform. Yeah, they're just acting. But they got to get up there and, you know, let everybody know, I'm down with the cause, man. Hey, thank you for my Oscar. But listen, it's not about me. It's about immigration reform, man. Yes. I want to give a shout out to all the people who are suffering out there, wanting to come into America, this, that, and the other. And all the people, the LGBT community, and I don't know, and just anything that the leftists talk about. Can I say something really clever and have everybody agreeing with me and wanting me in their movies? Thank you. I no longer need Harvey Weinstein. It's too funny to watch them. They're pathetic. They're pathetic. They said these are the hot button things, the six things that were the biggest things about the Oscar ceremony. I'm telling you right now, I didn't watch it, don't care about it. Like I said, unless you're into trivia, I don't even care. I don't know who won Best Actor, Best Actress. I think the film that won was something about water. It had water in the title. That's all I know. But here are the six things it said. Kimmel touts Me Too in the opening monologue. Second time host Jimmy Kimmel didn't shy away from skewering Hollywood for its treatment of women. kicking off the award show with a monologue filled with one-liners taking aim at the entertainment industry. Here's how clueless Hollywood is about women. We made a movie called What Women Want, and it starred Mel Gibson. That's all you need to know. Yeah, because Mel Gibson, well, he's a famous womanizer, right? Yeah, we're hearing all about him. And when they brought up Harvey Weinstein, I don't know about you, but the first person that came to mind was, ooh, Mel Gibson. He did it. Kimmel went on to hail, they write, the Me Too movement, telling the crowd in L.A., the world is watching us. We need to set an example. Don't be surprised if Kimmel has a sexual abuse lawsuit against him in the next 2 years. Same thing. Look at what they're doing to Ryan Seacrest. I talked about this dude the other day. Hey, a woman says, I reached down to tie his shoe for him, and he pushed my head towards his crotch. I'll ask you, guys, anybody believe that? First of all, you have to believe that a woman reached down to tie his shoe. Who's his hairdresser? She's his hairdresser, not his shoe tire. Did he say, hey, look at there, my shoe's untied. You know, like, pull my finger. Why would she do it? Look, common sense tells you this woman is probably beaming over the idea that she's doing, what's his face? You know, whoever he is, his hair. She's beaming over it. I can see his face. He looks like a lizard to me, American Idol. I just called his name and I can't remember. Anyway, the point is, she's with a star. This is a guy that appears with Kelly Ripa on the morning after, you know, replaced, what's his face, the other black dude, Strahan. So he replaces him, Seacrest, Ryan Seacrest, thank you. And he's a star. He was from American Idol. He does America's Top 40. This dude is making millions of dollars. He could, no offense, he can have practically any woman he wants. In Hollywood, are you kidding? Ryan C. Now, look, I don't think the guy's that good looking, but maybe Hollywood does. But whether, it doesn't even matter. Look at Harvey Weinstein, dating one of the most, married to, one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. What do you think that was? His great looks, his good personality? So Seacrest can have anybody, and a girl reaches down, I'll tie your shoe for you, Ryan. And then Ryan Seacrest goes, oh, you know what? While you're down there, I'm going to humiliate you in front of witnesses. Ha, come get to my crotch. If he even did it for whatever reason, I guarantee you it was because it was meant to be funny. And everybody was like, oh, push your head down. Or she was like, what are you trying to do? Push my head towards your crotch? And he'd be like, oh, whatever. Okay. Even though I don't even believe it happened. And look, I'll be honest. I don't care about Ryan Seacrest. I don't care about any of those lefties. I don't care about those Holly weirdos. But I do care about the truth, and that we at least give the dude the benefit of the doubt. They said he got the cold shoulder on the red carpet. Again, I don't care. He gets the cold shoulder, but Pollock gets a standing ovation. Harvey Weinstein got everybody's adulation for decades and an accusation from years ago. And guess what? Seacrest is going, what are you talking about? That's what we have, folks. We have that type of a situation brewing in America. And Jimmy Kimmel, I'll get involved. Man, I'll take care of everybody. And then this lady, Nyong'o Najani, she supports dreamers. And I read this and I was like, this doesn't even necessarily mean she's truly supporting DACA. She's in Black Panther. She's from Kenya. Told the crowd that he's from Pakistan. This is a Black Panther star. She says, I told the crowd he's from Pakistan and Iowa, shared their support of dreamers. The term frequently used to refer to recipients of the DACA program. She says this, like everyone in the room and everyone watching at home, we are dreamers too. Dreams are the foundation of Hollywood. Dreams are the foundation of America. To all the dreamers out there, we stand with you. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm a dreamer. I don't know how you guys are. I'm a dreamer. I certainly want to know, my part of the American dream. I'm fighting for it every day. Fighting for it for your kids. Fighting for it for you. Dreamer. Hey, speaking of dreamers, here's one I bet they didn't want to bring up at the old Oscars. A Mexican national has confessed, to stealing the identity of an American citizen, and over the course of 37 years, pocketing hundreds of thousands of dollars in government benefits. Andres Avelino Aduaga, 66, who hails from Tijuana, Mexico, admitted in San Diego federal court on Thursday he assumed the fake identity of a Texas resident named Abraham Riojos in 1980 after obtaining a fraudulent birth certificate, then successfully applied for a California driver's license, social security number, and passport. And from 1989 to 2016, according to his plea agreement, he received around $361,000 in benefits, which include Medi-Cal, food stamps, SSI, Supplemental Security Income benefits. The fake identity also enabled Anduaga, identified as an illegal immigrant and repeat felon, to go back and forth without restriction between Mexico and the United States, which he was alleged to have been doing multiple times per week. Anybody know what for? What do you think it's for? You think he went because he was getting comic books or checking in on his family? What was he doing? The programs that this defendant stole from for decades provide benefits to America's most needy. This prosecution demonstrates a commitment of the U.S. Attorney's Office to protect the integrity of our welfare program and punishing those who prey on the goodwill of our nation and its taxpayers. This is U.S. Attorney Adam Braverman. Do you believe that the government is really going after guys like him and making a, making an example of him? I don't. I think he's a one-off. But do you think Hollywood's going to give you the lowdown on this DACA dude? I don't think so. I think Hollywood doesn't want you to know this guy exists because they want you to be under the idea, under this fake notion that these are good people coming over here to do good things. And no, they're not. $361,000 later, who footed that bill? Did Jerry Brown pay it? Who's paying it? Let me tell you, California doesn't have the ability to say, hey, listen, we're going to bring in a million or whatever number of illegals and get away with this. When we come in for the next segment, I don't know if we'll talk about this subject, but I'm going to play a clip from a sheriff who says, I know we spent $1 million on illegals, and this is somewhere in Ohio. He's going, this is ridiculous when you think about the number of jails we have.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fed up and just tired of paying up, so one sheriff is billing Mexico for the cost of dealing with the surge of illegals in his county. Butler County, Ohio Sheriff Richard Jones writing, and I quote, "I think it only fair that you provide me with some financial support for dealing with your criminals." Well, Sheriff, that gets right to the point. What have you heard back?
Nothing. I don't expect to hear anything right away, but it brings it to the attention of everybody. You know, I'm just one county in Ohio. There's over 3,200 counties in the United States. and I'm looking at $1 million I feel that they owe me just for their prisoners. Can you imagine what it is all over the country at 3,200 counties and the city jails? And with the free assistance, you're looking at hundreds of billions of dollars, probably, Neil.
Amazing.
That is amazing. Kevin Jackson here. Also amazing. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. A lot of money spent on immigration. Illegals. A lot of money spent on illegals in this country. The left doesn't want you to know it. They don't want to admit it, but they know it's billions of dollars every year. The left don't want to tell you the truth about things because if you know the truth, you'd never side with them. There'd be no way. They couldn't win elections. Look, we don't have a whole lot of time. Trey Gowdy commented on Adam Schiff's obstruction. These are the people that told us they wanted to do everything in their power to get to the bottom of, you know, all these various scandals. Open and honest, you know, hey, we're going to let everybody know how things are. We want to be transparent. And then you get the most transparent president on, I mean, in modern history, the most transparent president, the guy that tells you his opinions, right or wrong, whether you like him or not, and they attack him for it. But anyway, here's Gowdy talking about Schiff's obstruction.
And we're back now with House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy. And, Mr. Chairman, you were in the middle of a thought about that footnote. Was it the footnote in the Democratic rebuttal?
It was. But, you know, Maria, this Democrat memo, it makes me smile. If it were Adam Schiff, if it were up to him, it would have been a haiku and not a memo because he did everything he could to keep us from finding out any of the information that was in either one of those memos. So Congress has proven itself incapable of investigating this FISA abuse. DOJ should not be looking into it. We need an independent arbiter. That's either the Inspector General or Special Counsel.
Now, we played this clip earlier. This is MSNBC's Brian Stelter. I think his name is Stelter or something like that. He says that the wheels are off the Trump administration and that the Trump guys are the ones that are in trouble. And I only play this again because I want you to see just how distorted the left is on things. And then we're going to end with Don Lemon talking about he appeared on late night talk shows and he was talking about President Trump. But I want you to hear what Stelter had to say about the Trump administration and all the chaos, I guess, that's going on there.
I mean, there's sometimes a sense, watching and reading all this coverage, that the wheels are falling off of the Trump administration. And I think that causes some people to tune in because they want to know exactly how bad things are. But then it might cause other people just to tune out, not want to hear it, not want to try to make sense of it all. Is that something you've seen in the past, Jeff, or is this unique?
I think there's always a tendency on the part of a president's loyalists to look at negative coverage and say they're picking on him. But the difference is, first of all, you have a big counter press. If you think back to Watergate and wonder what would have been like had there been a Fox News, a Breitbart, a Hannity pounding away at the press for being biased and liberal and leftist, you wonder whether or not it would have developed quite the same way.
Now, I talked about this earlier in the broadcast and said nobody would have gone to bat for Nixon. And Nixon, what did he do? He spied on the other guys. He didn't use the NSA or whatever. So I don't know what he did. He tried to get somebody to break in. Illegal. I wouldn't have supported him. I wouldn't be rationalizing what he did. Glad you guys are back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. These people are delusional. They're full of themselves. If the Academy Awards and all the other ones, the Oscars, the Emmys, the Tonys, etc., People's Choice, American Music, how many award shows are there? If that doesn't show you that these people are so full of themselves, then I don't know what does. They want us to believe that they really know what they're talking about. I'm listening to Brian Stelter, and then I forget, you'll know the guy who's followed on. I don't know his name. I just know his face. And I listen to these guys, and I listen to their rationalizations about what they think we're doing for Trump. Look, we are not. I can tell you many people who are not happy when Trump released the budget. I know many, many millions more who were unhappy when he said he wouldn't prosecute Hillary Clinton. I know many millions more who were mad at some of his staff choices, and some of them I think are still bad. I believe he still got far too many swamp rats in his administration. And his latest declaration that, and I know he was joking about Xi, who's the Chinese prime minister who says he should be prime minister for life, but Trump saying we should seize your guns first before you get due process, I'm completely against that. And probably a few other things he's talking about, but the things that he's for far outweigh what I'm against so far. Now, that doesn't mean I'm excusing him because he says, hey, we take the guns first and then we check you out. No, you have to check me out and then take the gun. And when you're checking me out, there has to be checks and balances against that, because the leftists will call. They can go see as many shrinks as they want and get colonics and have all kinds of nutty things that they do with their lives. But you do it and they'll call you crazy and take your gun away. The gun grab's happening, folks. In case you weren't aware, if you have a domestic violence, I'm talking about a slap, a woman slaps her husband because she catches him cheating or whatever, and it's in front of a cop, or he says, if the cops show up for whatever reason, he says, well, she slapped me, she's going to jail, and she can no longer own a firearm. It's that simple. I was looking at Heather, what's her name, Heather Locklear. She was in the news, you know, Knots Landing or something. She used to be. I never thought Heather Locklear was hot. You guys are too young. Don't even look at me. I never thought she was hot. I always thought Heather Locklear looked like dressed up white trash. Truly. And she got role after role. I'm talking about in some of the top shows. And I just never thought she was that big of a deal. And then they showed her now. She's much older, and it was her mugshot. And she looked road hard and put up wet. But she apparently slapped her husband or somebody and got arrested for domestic violence. She can't own a firearm. Woman, male, doesn't matter. Now, I want you to look at the lifestyle of many of these kids growing up with latchkey, you know, environments, no fathers, and okay, good example. When the cops killed, he got killed, thankfully. There was a black dude in Minnesota who the cops responded because he was beating up his wife. And when the cops went to get him, he tried to get the cop's weapon and they shot him. And people were mad at the police, the very people they had called, because this man was beating up his wife and nobody wanted to stop him. So they were mad at the police for killing him, and he was beating his wife. And there were black people, hey, they killed that man in cold blood. What? But anyway, my point to the story is many of these young black men have no ability to deal with their anger and things like this. They're going to catch a domestic violence thing and can't own firearm, period. And if you ask me, if you look at the cycle of how the left is doing things, that's what they want. If you're a black man with a gun, it has to be illegal. And it reminds me of the case in St. Louis where the guy was trying to do a heroin deal, and the cops, you can see the film, they do a high-speed chase. They finally catch the guy, shoot the dude. And they said, the cops planted a gun. And I asked a question of some lefty on a radio show or whatever. I said, well, where was the other gun? And he goes, what are you talking about? I said, if the cop planted a gun, where was the black dude from the hood who deals heroin's gun? And he still didn't quite get it. And I said, where was the heroin dealer's gun? To make him understand that black people in the hood dealing heroin don't do it with nunchucks. They do it with a gun. So my point is, any black kid growing up, pretty much that has a gun, if he lives in that cycle of violence, there's an easy way to confiscate his guns and to make sure that he catches a federal charge and ends up in prison because he's got a gun. That's all I'm saying. And the left love this. They love the idea of a gun grab where you don't even realize, oh my gosh. You know, and by the way, it could be something as you know, small as slapping your wife slapping you or your girlfriend slapping you. That's enough to get a domestic violence. Anyway, that isn't even what I was going to talk about. I wanted to talk about labeling Donald Trump, but we're out of time.
He won't
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.